7 after the hour. It's Friday. Chef Louis DeAngelis will join us in a few moments. I was going to say moments, then I thought of minutes. So we put them together. How does it come out? Moments and minutes together. What's the correct word, the hybrid word? Because we all get paid by
moments.
The word here. Moments.
Moments.
You get more minutes on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Heather Bachman is here. She's going to grow asparagus in the garden.
I am. This
asparagus.
Is awesome.
I'm growing asparagus in my garden, but I'm not quite sure what's happening.
Does it take like 2 years?
Does it? Okay, man, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because these little things look like asparagus, but they're super skinny. But I'm going to pick this morning broccoli. I've been picking turnips. And now my broccoli heads are done. I am so thrilled with myself.
I think actually the asparagus that you were describing is on TH-121. That's why it's so skinny.
Maybe it's skinny, exactly.
Could be that that's what the problem is. All right, so we have Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn. We have Heather Bachman, Chef Louie in a moment. The loser of the week this week, the grandparents who were charged with towing their 7-year-old in a toy car behind their SUV.
Come on, I like those guys.
While the two of them were drunk. They are. Everybody heard this story this week?
Yes.
It's like a Barbie car. They hitched it to their trailer.
Hey, that's a deep one. Let's just kind of put the Barbie car behind the car.
They, I think,
you know. We can only laugh because nobody was hurt, but come on. That's a little...
You know the kids loved it.
Wow. Then there are these stories. We had four. I usually stay away from... these, in terms of a sobering reality stop here. The Drug Enforcement Administration apologizing for keeping a San Diego student in a holding cell for 5 days without food and without water. Daniel Chong says he was forgotten about in this 5-foot cell. He was arrested April 21st. Following a marijuana raid at his friend's home. He was questioned and told he could go home. No charges filed against him, but instead of getting released, he was placed in a cell, and he stayed there for 5 days. Nobody came in to see him.
No food,
no human
water.
Contact, no food, no water, no John, nothing. For 5 days.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
So they took him out. When he was found by the DEA agent who forgot to go back and check on him. He was taken to the hospital in intensive care for 3 days.
You're no kidding.
So
they had probably had to rehydrate him and the whole thing.
The fellow who runs the DEA says, we have our deepest apologies. We send our deepest apologies to Mr. Chong. If I were Mr. Chong, I'd be speaking to a lawyer, I think.
Yeah, don't think he won't.
He wasn't even charged with anything. That's what got me about this whole thing.
Right, exactly. An Arizona neo-Nazi apparently killed 4 people this week, and then he did himself in. His co-workers say he was the cruelest and most controlling person that they'd ever met. So why wasn't there a bead on this guy, J.T. Reddy, a former Marine, running for sheriff in his county, shoots his girlfriend, her daughter, her daughter's boyfriend, and a friend of theirs who was an Army veteran.
Jeez.
What is the matter with these people? They all belong to the National Socialist Movement. The neo-Nazis. All of them belong to the neo-Nazis. How do you get into a group? How do you find something to like in a group like that? How do you do that?
Is there like meetup.com for that? I mean, where do they find each other? I don't understand.
Nazis.com? Actually, is there a website, Nazis.com?
I'm not looking that up. I'm sorry. I don't want that in my browsing history.
NaziDating.com.
Yeah. I already have enough porn. I don't need Nazi stuff anymore.
That's a little insight into Jennifer we weren't expecting to get this morning. A 14-year-old boy charged with murder in the death of his father, who was an ICE agent. 14 years old. Shot his father, 40-year-old Myron Chisholm, in Carson, California. He was target practicing in the backyard using his father's gun. So he aimed at his father, pull the trigger, end of his father.
Me?
Oh.
And there were 14 years old. There were three other shootings this week, too, under sort of similar circumstances. And one of them involved three Homeland Security officers who were shot in Petaluma. Did you see that, Jennifer? They went to somebody's house to execute a federal warrant. They're all in serious condition. They were shot by the guy to whom they were serving the warrant. That's dangerous business. That's like going to a house with a domestic. No police officer wants to go anywhere near those things because those people are crazy.
Yeah.
They are. They're liable. They're capable of doing anything. Crazy, crazy, crazy. All right, so the crazy element, just to kind of put things into perspective, we've had fun all morning and all week for the most part, kind of puts a sobering twist on what's going on. So let's unsober it. Chef Louis and his band of merry men. You know he has elves. Did you know he liked the Keebler? Did you know that? You know those Keebler elves? That make
those are Louis. I didn't know.
Louis. Right. They're Louis elves. And they'll be here in a matter of moments. First, though, the story of the new television program, Obese and Expecting.
Obese and
Expecting, following four moms-to-be who are morbidly overweight. And it's brought to you
how
by
you
the
know
folks.
They're pregnant.
How can you tell?
Yeah.
I think that's probably the idea behind the show. I don't want to get out on a limb here, Roberta, but I'm guessing that's probably part of the gimmick with the show. It's kind of like the teenage mom. Everybody's going to have a gimmick. The teenage moms, right? 14-year-old girls, they're the subject of that show. And didn't one of them just get a boob job or something?
You know, I have such an issue with that show, too, the 16 and expecting.
What
or
are you
16
promoting?
I'll never talk about it because it annoys me.
Do you know there are there's been a lot of girls that are out there that have gotten themselves pregnant to try and get on the show.
Just to get on the show.
Just to get on the show.
How sick is that?
Quite.
And here's now they glorify. Maybe we should just boycott TLC. How is there anything, the learning channel? I thought that was supposed to be about learning thing. What do you learn from watching a bunch of fat women who are pregnant? What do you learn from that? What do you learn from it?
Well, hopefully some healthy eating
fat
habits.
Fat goes with fetuses.
Oh, God. Look at the people that don't know. It's like the people that don't know they're pregnant that have babies in their jeans. That one always gets me, too.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I was going to do a spot for TH-121 there, but maybe I ought to just let it go. How? What do you think? I think we'll let it go.
I can talk about Vitacost.
We can do that, Roberta. Why don't you do that? I think
I'll tell you about Vitacost.
That'll save me from a pain worse than death. Here, go ahead.
Well, a lot of times we clip coupons, you know, for stuff that we think kind of looks good in the paper, but then it's really stuff we don't need, so you're wasting money. So, but your better thing to do is to go to Vitacost.com. They got something called Mominomics. Get it? Mom plus economics. Because you can get your better household essentials, your health and beauty products at Vitacost, your vitamins, your supplements, even natural and organic foods, and it's all at 50% off, and you don't need any coupons. Plus, they ship every order over $49 right to your door. So take your shopping list to Vitacost.com and take the cost out of healthy living.
Chef Louis joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
More than 15 million fans are expected to tune in to the 138th running of the Kentucky Derby on May 5th, making it one of the most watched sporting events on TV. And while many flock to Louisville for mint juleps and the pageantry of the Derby, wagering on horse racing has become a modern tradition, both at the track and online. In fact, more than $13 billion was wagered last year alone, including over an estimated $1.5 billion online. Hall of Fame jockey and three-time Kentucky Derby winner, Gary Stevens.
Wagering on the outcome of the greatest 2 minutes in sports has been an integral part of horse racing for decades, and wagering online is quickly becoming the choice for horse players from novice to professional. I expect thousands of fans who plan to watch the Run for the Roses from home to wager online through TwinSpires.com, which is the official wagering site of the Kentucky Derby.
To watch all races live during this year's Kentucky Derby weekend, visit TwinSpires.com.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
I'm here with David. Man, those tires look a little worn on your car.
They're bad.
You ever thought about going to Walmart?
Not for tires.
Why not?
Well, I'm looking for Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin, good tires.
Actually, Walmart has all those brands, and they're a lot less. Goodyear's even on rollback. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know that.
All right, let me hear your best peel-out sound.
You want me to...
Yeah.
Now with Walmart's Tires on Demand, find over 10,000 top brand tires and wheels within 24 to 48 hours, all at everyday low prices. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Hiya, hola, hola, hola. 18 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden isn't here, and we don't miss him a bit. Heather's here, Jennifer's here, Chef Louie, and some Cinco de Mayo recipes. All right, what would be the most obvious or the most favorite of some Cinco de Mayo recipes you put together over the years, Chef Louie?
Well, Cinco de Mayo, first of all, is more popular here than it is in Mexico.
Right, I understand.
It's probably
that.
The most
right.
popular, between California and Florida.
Right.
It was traditionally just a county-wide celebration. Everybody thinks that it was Independence Day, but it was just, a small army in Puebla, kicking the French army out.
Right.
And that was the celebration.
Good for you, Louis. You know your history. I'm impressed.
Well, I... Catholic grammar school, Doug. But the big thing about it is, what is the number one dish in Mexico? And you got to look back, and sure they have a lot of avocados. So guacamole became popular. You've got enchiladas and tacos, but the real popular dish is when you cook a meat such as turkey legs, which was the popular dish in Puebla. Now it's replaced with chicken legs and thighs. Is to use mole poblano.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the most amazing, amazing sauce to cook with.
Right.
Mole comes from an ancient Mexican word, which means concoction. And that's, all it means. But it's a concoction of unsweetened chocolate with poblano peppers, some cinnamon, some other spices, cumin. And it's fabulous.
Really?
So when you stop and, think about traditional celebratory dish, it is anything with mole poblano, especially fowl, turkey or chicken leg.
Mole poblano, is that what it is?
Poblano.
Poblano?
Yep.
The R.
The poblano peppers.
So what did I say again, Jennifer? What is...
You don't... There's no R. Hold the R. Poblano.
Poblano.
Right.
Yeah.
Mole
so
poblano.
Pepper.
I sound like a native now, right?
It's so hard to get, Chef Louis, it's so hard to get real Mexican food. What passes for Mexican food in this country is just pitiful.
Taco Bell, man, 99 cents. Have a big time.
Chalupa.
Coming up, Chef Louis talks about things that reportedly taste like chicken. It's 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
To celebrate some birthdays on this Friday, the 4th of May. Happy birthday to Jackie Jackson. Jackson 5. I Want You Back, ABC, The Love You Save, I'll Be There, Enjoy Yourself, Shake Your Body. It's just a list that goes on and on and on. Born in the state 1951, so he's 61 today. Jackie Jackson of the Jackson 5. George Will's birthday is today. Jennifer, you want to tell us about him?
Yeah, I just learned all about him. I heard he wears a bow tie, he has a wandering eye, and he is a news correspondent and a writer and a columnist.
He doesn't have a wandering eye that way.
He has a glass eye, you said.
Well, you know, maybe you're not.
If I had a glass eye, I would totally pop it out and mess with people. Could you hold it? I'd be like, excuse me, would you mind holding this, sir? And then pop out my eyeball. Yeah. Wouldn't that be fun?
It's Pia Zadora's. I always love trying to figure out how to pronounce her name.
Pia Zadora.
Is it Pia Zadora or Pia Zadora?
I think it's just all together. Pia Zadora.
Pia Zadora. She's been in a lot of movies. She was in Hairspray, Pajama Tops. She has, isn't she rather well endowed, as I remember?
She's rather everything. She's a spicy tamale.
There we go. All right, let's see here. Mick Mars, guitarist for Motley Crue's birthday is today. Remember Dr. Feelgood?
Love this.
That's where Motley Crue comes from. Also 61 today. Here is, let's do Mark Herndon, Michael, the drummer for Alabama.
I just saw them this last weekend.
How did you, Jennifer?
Loved Alabama. Oh,
did you
so
find
good.
Love in the first degree?
Yes, I did. I geeked out during this. This is good like my you. Growing up music.
Yeah. It must be Country Singer Day. Randy Travis's birthday is today, too.
I wonder if he's still in trouble with the law.
Interesting characters. Played some interesting parts in some movies. Seems to like to do that. He's 53 today. Herndon's 56, by the way. And Will Arnett, who's...
He's grown on me. He used to be on Arrested Development. Now he's on Up All Night. Kind of like him.
He's on 30 Rock.
He's married to Amy Poehler, you know.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Oh, really? Okay. Mike Dirnt.
Something unpredictable.
Or Dirnt.
Dirnt.
Get his name wrong. Bass player for Green Day. Time of Your Life. Also known as Good Riddance. So we take care of him. Lance Bass, born this day, 1979.
Shut up.
Sink. Yes.
Oh, no.
I Want You Back. Tearing Up My Heart, Merry Christmas, Happy
Don't
Holiday.
Don't forget Jared Pop.
God Must Have Spent a Little More Time on You.
Digital Get Down.
I Drive Myself Crazy.
Celebrity.
Music of My Heart.
I'm out.
Me too. Anyway, Lance Bass is 33.
He's got a hot boyfriend right now. I don't know if you've seen him lately.
He has a hot boyfriend?
Yes, he does.
Huh. Is that news? I guess it's maybe news.
Not news. No.
Yeah. Huh.
Could have predicted that. That's why I was always more of a Joey Fatone, JC Chassé kind of girl.
Right. Okay. Alex Gold or Gould. I guess it's Alexander Gould, right? From Weeds.
Oh, man, I missed that.
By Shane. This is Roberta singing, isn't it?
Yep.
And a blue one. And a yellow one. They're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. And the people in the houses
we
all went to the university.
I'd like to go back to it, think, personally.
Would you really? I tell you what, I got a lot of dishes in this.
Yes!
And you can help yourself to them. Clean them right out.
Bye-bye dance.
Including the pan that I cooked that fish in the other day. By the time we cleaned that out.
Are you still talking?
I'm about to stop. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day. Coming up, the things that taste like chicken. And some more recipes and thoughts about food and their preparation. Chef Louis DeAngelis with us in a moment or two on Good Day.
We're off to see the wizard again and to meet the man behind the curtain. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
No trickery, wizard. Give me the book.
Terms first. In exchange for the Book of Bini Aru, the Wicked Witch of the West, do hereby agree to never ever again attack the City of Emeralds.
That's Emmy winner Christopher Lloyd as the great and powerful Oz in Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, a film that began as a TV miniseries, then got theatrical release, and is now on DVD and Blu-ray. In this sequel, Dorothy returns to Kansas after her Oz adventure, but in time the evil witch follows her, desperate to recover the key to a book of black magic. As always, Lloyd is a delight to watch, and he told AARP the magazine's Meg Guroff, it was fun to tackle one of the most familiar characters in American literature.
Of course I like the character, that's always paramount. And it's just such a wonderful story. It's whimsical, full of fantasy and magic and mystery.
You didn't feel bound by the portrayal of the wizard in the 1939 film?
No, I don't feel it contradicts the original. As you say, it's its own thing.
Lloyd has also been doing a lot of stage work recently, and he told Meg that as he gets older, he finds he gets better at his craft.
I feel as I mature, as you might say, I kind of learned how to be more available to myself, my feelings and my perceptions. I'm getting a lot of roles that are kind of tagged as grandpas, and I'm enjoying it. Each grandpa is a different person, has had a lifetime of different experiences, and I just feel that I'm learning to work and be able to bring all that to bear on the roles I get with more confidence than 20 years ago, 10 years ago, or certainly 50 years ago. Oh, as long as I can keep doing it now, I will.
Dorothy and the Witches of Oz, starring Christopher Lloyd, is on DVD and Blu-ray now.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. Also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart Patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, exercising your right to access information. We are the most positive and popular program around in the morning, if I do say so myself. And it's because we have people here like Heather Bachman and Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, and Chef Louis DeAngelis to help you stir-fry whatever it is that needs to be stir-fried. So, Louis, I know you've been waiting for the past few minutes with bated breath for the results of this nationwide survey. And on a scale of 1 to 10, people were asked to rate things that reportedly taste like chicken. Are you ready?
Wow.
On a scale of 1 to 10, crocodile meat.
Tastes like chicken.
I've had alligator.
And it's 7 out of 10 people said crocodile meat tastes like chicken.
In that case, the crocodile meat was cooked wrong.
What's it supposed to taste like?
Well, you know, we're big with alligator here in Florida, and right. It's the same type of meat, and it's an amphibious animal, and it's gonna have a fishiness to it. Yes. Has to have a fresh, fishy smell to it, almost like a catfish, more or less.
Really?
You know, but the problem is, you know what everybody does, Doug? You know, if you don't know how to cook it, you deep fry it.
Right,
that's just
it.
The way it is. And once
that's
you deep fry it, everything is chicken fried, no matter what.
All right. So next on the list of things that taste like chicken, people are asked to taste rat. And 9 out of 10 people in the survey said that rat tastes like chicken. All right. Next, escargot. On this,
Tastes like chicken?
Tastes like chicken, according to 6 out of 10 people.
Who are these people?
Escargot tastes like chicken.
The Chicken Club of America.
All right, next.
Who are these people?
Snake.
They must have had this interview only at Purdue or someplace.
Have you guys ever had escargot? Eight out of ten people said.
I love escargot.
Snake tastes like chicken.
Eight out of ten.
No, I've eaten. No, I've had eel. Does not taste anything like chicken. No.
But that would be different than snake, because snake's on the ground.
Right.
Emu.
Emu.
Four out of ten people in this survey said emu tasted like chicken. Next on the list, crickets.
Ah! What? There is no way a cricket tastes like chicken.
According to this survey of things that taste like chicken,
pardon me.
Six,
who's ringing?
Six and a half
That's
out
my
of
phone.
Ten people said that chicken. Crickets taste like chicken. And the final thing that these are college students, they were asked to tell, again, this is a list of things that taste like chicken.
Were these college students at a frat party?
College students, and they were asked what percentage of them, 1 out of 10, what do they think about Kentucky Fried Chicken? 1 out of 10 thought KFC chicken tasted like chicken.
Good God.
Right.
This is a joke, right?
Oh, what do you mean a joke?
Where'd you get this email? I'm going to play the part of Rich McFadden. Where did this email come from, Debbie?
This is from the study department at Heidelberg University. We study things like this at Heidelberg.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Chef Louis is here. We're going to we have several things, actually, to accomplish. First, what Louis does when he goes to the grocery store, and I can tell you, I'm guessing he's pretty obnoxious, and then we'll see if we can find out about whether he is eating insect and rodent hair, and more importantly, whether you're eating insect and rodent hair. Can you find it? Is there an aisle for insect and rodent hair in your favorite supermarket? That's coming right up in a moment here on Good Day, 22 before the hour.
There are 90 days of summer ahead. Why not make the most of every one? Come to our Summer in Clinique event at Macy's today. You'll find bright ideas for looking fresh and fabulous all season. Best bronzing tips, safe in the sun smarts, and no melt makeup advice. Let's get the season started right now. A free 14-day supply of Super City Block SPF 40 is waiting with your consultation. Sound great? Then we'll see you at our Summer in Clinique event at Macy's. One to a client, please, while supplies last.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah.
Now let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yeah?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
Hi, Rich.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four!
Sure, Walmart can save you money, but do they have everything you need to grow bigger, more beautiful plants? Absolutely. Like Miracle-Gro 8-Quart Potting Mix, now only $3.97. Walmart has low prices on all your favorite lawn and garden products from Scotts and Miracle-Gro. Come in and see for yourself. Compare Walmart's prices on the same items from any other store. Because we want you to grow plants twice as big with Miracle-Gro. And watch your savings grow. Save money, live better. Walmart.
All right, Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Now, 20 minutes before the hour, Chef Louis DeAngelis is with Heather and Jennifer and Roberta and me. I'm betting when you go to the grocery store, you're pretty obnoxious. You talk to people. They want to just be quietly left alone so they can pick the wrong stuff. And you go up to them and say, hey, lady, don't buy that. Right?
I'm the worst in the world because I always ask people, what are you going to do with that? And I'll point to something in the cart. And most of the people around here know me for that, Doug. You know, and they know that I'm going to sit down with them or I'm going to go behind the deli counter and try and make something. You know, I've been doing that for years in this area. But one of the things that happened this week reminds me of the basics of food. And my mom was in the hospital. And
you okay?
This is a hospital, Doug, that's in the top 100 in the nation.
Yeah, is your mother okay?
Oh, she's doing much better now, thank
good.
You.
All right.
But she wouldn't eat dinner.
Yeah.
Would not eat her dinner.
Really?
And here's a place that they come in dressed with white jackets, these beautiful presentation, high domed lids over the dish. They don't bring it in a cart. They carry it on their fingertips. They introduce themselves as their server, and they flip open that dome, and they show a beautiful presentation of the food. And as soon as the patient gets up near it, they say, I'm not hungry. And I sat and looked at this. I said, there's a problem here. And one of the things I found was that the food was not hot enough. And there was no aroma coming from it.
Yeah.
You know, food has to have a sensory overload. It's got to be your eyes, the texture, like people, like you said, that your son that doesn't like mushrooms.
Right.
It's a feel, okay? But it's also an aroma. So we went and reheated the dish, and all of a sudden, three of the patients that I worked with started eating again, and they loved it. They said, what did you do to it? I said, nothing but heat it up. And we looked at the dishes and found out, now they spent a lot of money on these beautiful plates with chargers under them and a big domed lid, and the heat would rise up into this domed lid instead of staying close to the food, and that's what we found out happened. And so it was a simple fix. Put a little piece of saran wrap over it, over the food, over the dish, before you put the lid on it, and everything stayed hot. So we carry this back. That's why those filthy hot dogs that everybody touches coming down the row at a baseball game taste so great, because all your senses are involved.
Yeah.
You're watching a game. You're listening to everybody cheer. That makes a whole difference.
There's a visualization, those rotten, stinking hot dogs.
Oh, yeah, that everybody's grabbing and passing down to you.
Yeah. Right, that's right. That's what they do, yeah, all the way down the row. And how you know where that guy's hand has been before he touched your hot dog. That's actually a pretty interesting thing
it's an amazing
think
factor that you have to have all your senses involved. So when you have somebody over for a dinner party, you have somebody over for dinner, use all the senses. Okay, make the dish look good. Make the table look good with maybe flowers or candles. Have the sound of the food, the sizzle of the steak, as they say. Let them hear it sizzling.
Mm-hmm.
And most of all, make sure it's hot on the spot so the aroma gets to everybody. Once you get everybody's senses involved, the food, the actual taste of the food, I'm being honest, is secondary. As long as you got the other senses working, you're going to say this is great.
Smelling it, seeing it, and basically going through all the experience is better than tasting it. Is that what you're saying?
Well, before it goes in your mouth, Doug, the first thing you do is you see it.
Yeah.
The next thing you do is you can hear it. You can hear it cooking, or you hear nice music in the background.
Right.
Then you smell it before your actual taste comes from you smelling it.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have you had a bad cold and you say, I can't taste anything? It's not true. You're congested. You can't smell it. You still taste it.
So your theory is you can't really ever taste anything. That's what it sounds like you're saying.
Not as well as if you use the other sense of smell.
All right, so now we've awakened everybody's senses. Everybody who now either cooks food or go to a restaurant, wherever it is, you'll think about it in a different way. I mean, you may subconsciously have thought about it this way, but now it's an overt thing. You look at it.
It's like a ton of bricks. You're right.
Yeah, right. That's very observant, Louis. Very good. All right. Insects and rodent hair in processed foods, how big a problem?
Well, it's such a problem that the USDA and the FDA have actual guidelines of how much rodent hair, how many bugs.
Wow. We all know that's going to be over the top. I mean, they're who cares about what they say? What's the real, the FDA saying that we need to be concerned about insect and rodent hair is about as important and challenging as finding out why the green light blinks on my, what do they call those things? That's a
cell phone?
No, it's a...
Your modem.
It's a modem. Yeah, right.
Doug, it's worse than that. They don't care how much. It's not that they're saying it's okay. They're actually...
Well, why should we care? We've been eating rodent hair in peanuts and cashews and whatever for as long as they've been putting them in containers, right?
You know what? How about this? How about this stuff that's normally put in food that you don't even think about, like human hair?
Ew. I know. That freaks me out.
L-cysteine is an amino acid that's used in baked goods. And where do you get it? It's most cheaply produced in China and is derived from human hair.
How is it derived from human hair? You talking about just grinding up the hair and putting it in a bottle? What are you talking about?
The way it's cooked down, and they take the L.
Cooking human hair.
Oh, yeah. And that's the source of it. Or how about, you know, besides that, here's one that's great.
Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. Where'd you come from before you joined us this morning? Where were you before? Like an hour ago, where were you?
Myself?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was outside feeding some of the animals.
Really? Were you smoking anything?
A cigar.
Really?
Okay. Look at Honest Louie.
Right. I'm trying to figure out how it is that you got into the story or how you know about cooking human hair.
I learned that years ago.
Did you learn that in culinary art school or what?
I want to know where they get it from.
Mm.
It's in baked goods. I do a lot of baking, a lot of breads. And
all right, so anyway, the point is, look out for, watch these things because it's important. Look out for insect and rodent hair in certain things that you eat every day. Look at the label and see if one of the ingredients is rodent and insect hair. All right, Louis, thank you. Chef Louis DeAngelis here with us on Good Day.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
Guys, discomfort and chafing from wetness-related friction can hit any time. Get relief and prevent it too with Gold Bond Medicated Foot Powder for your feet and Body Powder for your, you know. Whether you're working out or just holding down the couch, you're a guy. And unlike baby powders, Gold Bond's got the medicated formulas to fight itch, odor, and wetness. Plus, it's got that cooling kick that lets you know it's working wherever. Keep it cool with Gold Bond Medicated Foot and Body Powders. It's a guy thing. Use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down, or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Sure, Walmart can save you money, but do they have everything you need to grow bigger, more beautiful plants? Absolutely. Like Miracle-Gro 8-quart potting mix, now only $3.97. Walmart has low prices on all your favorite lawn and garden products from Scotts and Miracle-Gro. Come in and see for yourself. Compare Walmart's prices on the same items from any other store. Because we want you to grow plants twice as big with Miracle-Gro. And watch your savings grow. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
I'm Lou Diamond Phillips. As the host of the Military Channel's An Officer in a Movie, I'm proud to promote films that honor our servicemen and women. That's why I want to tell you about the nation's most exciting military film event, the GI Film Festival, which will be held May 14th to the 20th in Washington, D.C. At the GI Film Festival, Hollywood and the military come together to showcase the world's best military movies and to honor real-life military heroes. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for a full schedule of events. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
I'm here with David. Man, those tires look a little worn on your car.
Yeah, they're bad.
You ever thought about going to Walmart?
Not for tires.
Why not?
Well, I'm looking for Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin, you know, good tires.
Actually, Walmart has all those brands, and they're a lot less. Goodyear is even on the rollback. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know that.
All right, let me hear your best peel-out sound.
You want me to...
Yeah.
Now with Walmart's Tires on Demand, find over 10,000 top brand tires and wheels within 24 to 48 hours, all at everyday low prices. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Thank you.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety, too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINDAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Presidential politics. For the Republicans, time to band together. But that's easier said than done. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The once crowded Republican presidential candidate field is now down to Mitt Romney and Congressman Ron Paul, who isn't exactly posing a serious challenge to the presumptive Republican nominee. Romney is set to meet today with one of his former rivals, Rick Santorum. They will get together in Pittsburgh, and it will be their first face-to-face meeting since Santorum withdrew from the race last month. Elsewhere, another former Republican presidential candidate, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, was in Portsmouth, Virginia yesterday. And why was she there? She explained in a shrill way,
"To lend my voice and my endorsement to Mitt Romney as our president to take the country back."
And you have former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, who, once upon a time, was the frontrunner in the Republican presidential race. He had captured the South Carolina primary, and he was riding high. But that frontrunner status didn't last long. Earlier this week, Gingrich suspended his campaign, throwing his support to Mitt Romney. But yesterday, Gingrich was reflecting on his campaign and had this to say about Romney.
"I still believe that the Romney campaign said things that weren't true."
The grapes do seem a little sour, but Gingrich added Mitt Romney is a better choice than the current occupant of the White House.
"I said he will appoint dramatically better judges than the president. He'll do a dramatically better job creating jobs than the president. He'll do far more to balance the budget than the president."
So in other words,
if you are a conservative and you do not want to reelect Barack Obama, you have one choice, and that's Mitt Romney.
It is a long way from here to Election Day, November 6th, and it will be a whole lot less interesting without Newt Gingrich in the race. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
"Here's your pizza, dude."
"You should have been here a lot sooner."
"Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?"
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an
incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
On Wall Street, the market was down yesterday. The Dow dropping 62 points, closing at 13,207. S&P fell 11 points. NASDAQ lower by 36 points. A new development in the case of blind Chinese dissident Chen Wan Chang. Chinese officials now saying the activist may be allowed to leave the country by applying to study abroad. The subject is expected to come up when Secretary of State Hillary Clinton addresses reporters today. It's been called the most exciting 2 minutes in sports. It's the Run for the Roses. The 138th running of the Kentucky Derby set for tomorrow. The morning line favorite at 4-1 is Bodemeister. There hasn't been a Triple Crown winner in 34 years, affirmed in 1978. My pick, for what it's worth, Gemologist. I have no idea why. Couple of closing notes. First, something celestial for you. Something very special in the evening sky tomorrow night. It's the biggest full moon of the year, known as the Supermoon. This supermoon occurs when you have a full moon at the same time it makes its closest approach to Earth, a lunar milestone known as perigee. The drawback here is that this supermoon could cause some visibility problems in seeing the annual meteor shower created by the leftovers of Halley's Comet. Of course, if it's a very cloudy night where you are, you won't have to worry about any of this. Finally, something from this past Wednesday in New Jersey, where Governor Chris Christie held a town hall meeting. One of those who attended, an 11-year-old named Peter Schwarz, who asked the governor a good question. Peter wanted to know how to handle a bully who is in a position of authority. Governor Christie's response:
everybody has a boss. And so whoever that person in authority is who's bullying you, you need to go, and your parents need to go to that person's boss.
A good answer, but Peter wasn't finished.
Peter is apparently an aspiring reporter because it appears he has a follow-up. Yes, Peter. What's your follow-up, Peter? Hold on.
I kind of need a note for school.
You need a note for school?
Yes, the sixth grader needed a note for school, which he skipped to go to that town hall meeting. Well done, Peter. But you know, Chris Christie is governor. Next time, ask for more than a note. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel movement.